Boy, not a great start. Definitely struggling to kind of simulate the snowboard. There's a lot of direction changes with the character's anatomy and body. So yeah, I'm thinking that the snowboarder prompt is going to be equally challenging for these models as the gymnast prompt. So runway, which, you know, I was thinking to be one of the stronger ones here, is definitely struggling a little bit with this prompt. First of all, the half pipe is very small. Lots of little details. And another thing you'll notice is that the jacket is actually changing throughout the video. We're losing our jacket. It looks like we maybe even went into a sweatshirt at one point. So all sorts of stuff going on in this video. What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. Okay, Navigators, we are back tonight with what I think will be a super fun episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. We are going to continue off of yesterday's episode where we had a very challenging prompt for Luma Dream Machine's new Ray 2 model. And that particular prompt, we used some inspiration from an X thread that I had found from Didi Das. Shout out again today. We're going to do a similar test, but this time using my own idea. We are going to rack up all of the AI video generators that I can think of and put them head to head and see if any of them are able to generate some decent output for this prompt that I have come up with. So this is going to be the battle of the AI video generators, and here are your contestants. We are going to test the following: Runway, Sora from OpenAI. We're going to give Luma from yesterday another shot with this new prompt, Kria AI, Kling AI, and Hialuo AI. And we've discussed each of these video generators on the show before, except for Hialuo, which is a newbie on the AI Marketing Navigator, so it might require its own deep dive episode, especially if it comes out on top tonight. I will go ahead and share the prompt in the show notes that I'm going to use to test the models tonight. It's pretty long and detailed, although I did cut it down and make it a little bit shorter than yesterday's gymnastics prompt, just to see if we could give our generators a little bit of an easier time tonight. But essentially, instead of a gymnast, I've created a prompt with a professional snowboarder going down a half pipe and doing some crazy tricks and spins and all that jazz. So similarly difficult in regards to physics and simulating natural movement. So we'll see if the models have similar struggles with these professional snowboarder movements as they did or do appear to have with gymnastics. So without further ado, let's get into our battle of the video generators. So I have gone ahead and shared my screen, and it's just occurring to me now that this is probably a good episode to either watch on YouTube or watch on Spotify. I will do my best for anybody just listening to kind of capture the results of each video and at least let you know which ones are better than the others. But right now we are looking at our generation for Runway, and this is their Gen 3 Alpha, their top model. So this is our first contestant. Let's see how Runway does. Boy, not a great start. Definitely struggling to kind of simulate the snowboard. There's a lot of direction changes with the character's anatomy and body. So yeah, I'm thinking that the snowboarder prompt is going to be equally challenging for these models as the gymnast prompt. So Runway, which, you know, I was thinking to be one of the stronger ones here, is definitely struggling a little bit with this prompt. First of all, the half pipe is very small. Lots of little details. And another thing you'll notice is that the jacket is actually changing throughout the video. We're losing our jacket. It looks like we maybe even went into a sweatshirt at one point. So all sorts of stuff going on in this video. Okay, so we've gone ahead and moved on to Sora now. Let's see if Sora handles this prompt any better. I'm going to go ahead and click play. At least this time, it looks like we have a little bit more realistic of a half pipe, size-wise anyway. Boy, I suppose it's a little bit better than the first one. Again, lots of weird angles and direction changes going on here. At least our board kind of remains consistent throughout, and our jacket stays the same as well. So I as crazy as it looks, and it's not quite what I expected, I'm going to have to pick Sora out of the first two so far in the lead. So we have Sora coming out on top of Runway for this snowboarder prompt. Let's go ahead and see what Luma from yesterday has to offer. So we are looking at Luma's generation now, and off to a pretty crazy start. Lots of direction changes again. Our jacket is switching colors. Our snowboarder appears to have wiped out. So, and he actually used his hands to catch himself. So there's a little bit of realistic physical representation there. But I would have to say, coming in maybe in second place between Sora and Runway, I'm going to give this one the slight edge over Runway because of that little hand motion there at the end. Okay, so far we have been through Runway, Sora, and Luma, and none of them have created a usable output in the least, I'm afraid. So I think the evidence is starting to become pretty clear that these models have a little ways to go when it comes to very dynamic motion, and dynamic video generation. Let's see if the last three competitors here have anything better to offer. We are going to go to Kriya Video now. So this is the generation from Kriya AI. And again, that's linked in the show notes. And whoa, what? I don't know what happened to our snowboarder right there. They kind of turned into just a blob of snow pants and a jacket. It started out okay, and the half pipe is probably the most realistic half pipe we've seen so far. But I think I'm actually going to have to rank this one maybe right behind Sora, actually, because this one at least keeps the same jacket and consistent outfit on our snowboarder, even though it very much does struggle with the smooth generation here as well. Okay, now we have Kling AI. This is another one we've tested out on the show before, and let's see how this one does. Okay, so pretty good start. We're not riding a half pipe, and we are having some weird direction changes with the legs and the board, but I will have to say that the physical motion and the physics of this board rider are probably the strongest so far. There were some aspects of the prompt that it didn't quite grab, like as far as the green and black outfit like the other ones did, but because the physics on this one is so good and it actually looks like a somewhat realistic run on a snowboard, I'm going to have to give this one the top spot just for the physics alone. So Kling AI so far coming out on top. Again, even though the adherence to the prompt is a little bit of the weaker of the entries so far. Okay, now last but not least, we are going to check out Hailuo AI, and I believe that's how you pronounce it. My apologies if I'm mispronouncing. Let's see how their generation turned out. Oh boy, looks like that almost turned into a pair of skis there for a second. And again, we have a lot of very painful looking contortions going on with our snowboarder. So I'm afraid this one is probably limping in towards the last three as well. I guess maybe I will let it edge out runway again, just for the board staying a little bit more consistent throughout the video. But that's about the only thing I can say over runway for Hailuo. So without a doubt, there is still a long way to go with these AI video models. Definitely worth stepping out the hype bubble on... Cut here. Definitely probably worth stepping out of the hype bubble on Twitter and in the AI social media circles. Because like I said, whether it's gymnastics, a snowboarder, or just some simple motion, there's still a ways to go with these models for sure. But my ranking for tonight, again, you'll get a rundown of all the tools that we tested out and a very cursory ranking of kind of where I think they fell in place tonight. Definitely let me know in the comments if you think I ranked them wrong or which one you like best. Any feedback that you might have on how to get more realistic, difficult, and dynamic motion out of these tools. Always looking to engage and discuss with anybody using these tools. But for our quick rundown here, we have Kling AI coming in on top, followed by Sora, then Kriya in third place, Luma after that, then Hailuo in second to last or fifth place, and then bringing up the rear is Runway, which I'm kind of surprised about. I probably would have put a little bit more money on Runway to be in the top three in tonight's episode. So again, Kling, Sora, Kriya are the top three out of our AI video generators for this difficult prompt. Let me know if you disagree or which of these tools is your preferred video generator. Okay, that does it for today's episode. If you enjoyed the show or found it useful in any way, please do me a favor and follow on Spotify or subscribe on your podcast platform of choice. A review on top of that would be even more appreciated and is so, so super helpful to the show. Also, if you are watching on YouTube, make sure to hit that subscribe button and turn on all notifications so you get notified each day when our episode drops. Until then, and as always, thank you for joining me, and remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward. Bye.